and sisters. May the grace and peace of God be among everyone here. Our spiritual convocation is upon us. And thank God that we are all striving to complete this work. And we hope that every brother and sister can spend at least 30 minutes to pray for this holy event. In our prayers, we can reflect upon which friends of ours which we can preach to.
带领他们在下礼拜晚上来跟我们一起来分享这种福音的道理。
And that we can bring to next Friday night's evangelical service so that we can share the gospel with them.
愿主耶稣这次能够跟我们同在。
May the Lord Jesus Christ abide with us this time.
今天早上想用突破困境，迎新生命做题目，彼此来做勉励。
And today I'd like to use the topic out of despair into a new life for our mutual encouragement.
我们来谈一谈今生，我们每个人都可能有很多的困难。
And we'll talk about today, perhaps many of us have many difficulties.
但是在黑暗当中，神总是给我们有亮光。
But in darkness, God has given us a light.
也谈到我们要走这个属灵的路，总是会有一些障碍。
And perhaps walking on the spiritual path, we might come across some obstacles.
我们再谈到我们有新的生命之后呢，要有新的生活。
And after receiving a new life, we'll talk about also living a new life.
New life with your new living.
A new life and a new living.
我们一起来看《列王记下》的第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 5.
列王记下的第五章。
2 Kings chapter 5.
列王记下第五章。
2 Kings chapter 5.
第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
旧约463页。 我们可以把红线夹在这里。
And we can put our bookmarks at these verses.
亚兰王的元帅乃曼，在他主人面前为尊为大。 因为主曾借着他使亚兰人得胜，他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。这边提到亚兰国在当时是一个相当强盛的国家。Here
Aram was a very powerful nation at the time.
那时候有一个元帅很会打仗。And
there was a commander who was very capable of fighting battles.
是一个大能的勇士。He
was a great man.
那神也借着他呢，使亚南军队常常打胜仗。And
God used him to fight battles for Aram.
那这边下面提到一句话说，只是他长了大麻风啊。And
but in the end of this verse, it says, "But he had leprosy."
我们会知道人生啊，充满了这个 but， 充满了但是，充满了只是这两个字眼。
And we see that in our lives, there are a lot of buts or perhaps in our lives.
总是在圆满的生命追求当中呢，有不圆满的地方啊。And
that when we're striving to be complete, there's also always some part of us that is not.
小弟认识一位少年财主啊。And
I know a young master.
少年, rich man.
A rich man.
他家境非常的好。
And that he has a very good home.
婚姻也非常的美满。He
has a very wonderful marriage.
可是生孩子的时候呢，却生下一个蒙古症的孩子，就是有那个天仙先天有缺陷的蒙古脸的一个孩子，是不是？就是不是蒙古脸，就是哦，天仙就有缺陷的孩子。But
he bore a handicapped child.
实在是很可惜。And
this is very pitiful.
那我认识一位中国小姐。And
I also know a Chinese woman.
中国小姐就是很
young girl.
Miss China. Miss Taiwan.
I also know Miss Taiwan.
她是我们教会的姐妹。And
she is one of the sisters in our church.
长得很年轻的时候长得很漂亮。
And when she was young, she was very beautiful.
嫁给一个医生啊。
And she married a doctor.
后来自己带几个孩子到国外来求学。
And she brought her children to here to study.
结果先生在国内就变心了。
And but while she was doing this, her husband had a turn of heart.
所以她的生命虽然相当的美满，孩子很聪明啊，也很健康，也很孝顺。就是婚姻不幸。
And we see that it seems that her life was very complete. She was very beautiful and she had wonderful kids, but it was her marriage that had mishaps.
小弟又认识一个家庭呢，那个小孩子实在是很聪明，很会念书啊。
And I also know this family where they have a child that is very intelligent and knows how to study.
现在念书都是念奖学金的。
And now he or she is studying and he or she has a scholarship.
可是呢，他的爸爸却在他高中或是初中的时候呢，就离开世间。
But it just so happens that when this child was in high school, his father passed away.
所以我们会觉得人生真的很多的困难。
So we see that there are many difficulties in life.
我不晓得有没有跟大家分享过一个故事，就是人生没有圆的东西啦。
And I don't know if I shared a story to everyone here, and that is that in life there is nothing that is perfectly round.
有一个妈妈她失去了一个儿子。
There is a mother who lost a son.
在河边痛哭啊。
And she was crying on the riverbank.
有一个天使跟她出现了。
And an angel appeared to her.
求这个天使让她孩子可以复活。
And she prayed to the angel to let her child resurrect.
天使跟她讲说，如果你可以找到一个世间上很圆的东西，我就让你的孩子来复活。
And the angel told her that if you can find on this world something that forms a perfect circle, then I'll bring your son back to life.
人间做的东西都有一个很圆的东西，这个很圆啊。
And we see that things made by man can form a perfect circle.
那个灯也是很圆，时钟也是很圆呢。
We can see that the light and our clocks form a circle.
但是自然的东西没有，你很难找到这么圆的东西找不到。
But in nature, it is impossible to find something so perfect.
去找石头，有的很圆，就是没有办法，就是刚刚好正圆的。
That if we look at a rock, it is impossible to find a rock that forms a perfect circle.
所以它在自然当中真的找不到。
So this mother, she could not find something like that.
后来天使再跟她出现了。
And then the angel appeared to her again.
她说她找不到啊。
She told the angel, I cannot find it.
但是一抬头一看，看到那月亮刚好是圆的。
And she raised her head and saw that the moon formed a perfect circle.
很高兴啊。
And she was very happy.
但是天使问她说，那明天呢？
And then the angel told her, what about tomorrow?
明天的月亮还是圆的吗？
Will the moon stay round tomorrow?
所以中国人说，月有阴晴圆缺了。人有旦夕祸福啦，就是月亮有时候有阴有晴有圆有缺，那人就是有福气有患难，这个就是没有办法。他中文说这个此事古难全，自古以来这种事情就没有办法成全的一个事情了，完全的事情。
Well, we can see that the moon has different phases of roundness. Our lives also have different phases of fortune and misfortune.
所以这个是。告诉我们说，人间总是会有困难，无论是君王，无论是乞丐，人总是遇到一些困难的事情啊。
So it tells us that whether kings or beggars, everyone will come across misfortune.
那另外一个就是这个困难常常来临的时候呢，连你的财务，连你的地位都没有办法解决啊。
And when this misfortune comes, we cannot secure our position or our possession.
Your position and your money cannot solve it. 你看这个乃曼这么大的一个地位啊。
Or our position and our money cannot solve our problems. And we see that Naaman had such great status.
他是国王面前的一个红人。
He was highly regarded before the king.
但是国王也没有办法帮助他。
But yet the king cannot heal him.
所以人间很多困难，凭人的力量、朋友的力量、物质的力量都没有办法解决。
So we have difficulties in life, but none of our friends or people can solve our problem.
但是感谢主，神是慈爱的。
But thank God that God is loving.
常常在人最走投无路的时候呢，给人看到一个亮光啊。
That when we come across a dead end, God will give us the path.
所以我们来谈谈黑暗当中呢，神常常安排亮光走指引我们一条路啊。
And this tells us that when it seems like we're in darkness, God will give us a light to follow.
我们看。列王记下第五章。
Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 5.
第二节第三节。
Verse 2 and 3.
列王记下第五章二节三节。
2 Kings chapter 5 verse 2 and 3.
请你来念。
Verse 2. Now the bands from Aram had gone out and had taken captive a young girl from Israel, and she served as Naaman's wife. Verse 3. She said to her mistress, "If only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy."
这个时候呢, 乃曼生命当中出现了一个小女子。
And here, in Naaman's life, a young girl appeared.
这是他以前去打仗的时候抓回来的一个以色列人。
And this is one of the Israelite captives that he captured in his battle.
他认识撒玛利亚有一个很有能力的一个神的先知。
This young girl knew that there was a prophet in Samaria who had great power.
所以他说他巴不得他的主人呢可以去找这个先知，他的病一定可以得到医治。
And she said that if only my master would see this prophet, he would cure him of this leprosy.
所以我们说真的，人在黑暗当中，神会给人曙光啊。
And truly, when we are in darkness, God will give us light.
我们来看一下路加福音。
We can turn to Luke.
路加福音的第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
第一章。 79节,
Chapter 1, verse 79.
一章的79节,
Chapter 1, verse 79.
一章的78节, 79节,
Luke chapter 1, verse 78 to 79. Verse 78. Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, 79, to shine on those living in darkness in the shadow of death.
要把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
To guide our feet into the path of peace.
这么就要说神他是非常怜悯的人的啦。
And here it says that our God has tender mercy.
他那么怜悯呢，好像如同清晨的日光从高天临到我们身上。
As tender mercy is like the sun that is rising that comes from us from heaven.
当我们在黑暗当中的时候，日光来临的时候，我们就看得清我们的生命啊。
That when we are living in darkness, when this light shines upon us, we can see. Our life. And this light will shine upon those who are living in darkness. So that our feet will be guided to paths of peace.
所以乃曼就遇到一个人生的一个盼望的一个指引。
And now Naaman was given some hope in his life, which is this young girl.
这个小女孩她是一个以色列人。
And this young girl was an Israelite.
我们今天我们也是属灵的以色列人。
Today we are spiritual Israelites.
我们也今天也要做别人生命的贵人，带领别人信主的一个媒介。
And today we have to be guides for others so that we can bring them into the wonderfulness of God.
当耶稣基督出生的时候呢，有一颗星星带领东方的博士来找耶稣基督。
And when Lord Jesus was born, there was a star that guided the wise men to see Lord Jesus.
今天我们每位弟兄姐妹，您都是那个东方的星星啊。And
today we are all that eastern star.
我们要把人带到主耶稣面前来啊。We
also have to bring men before our Lord Jesus Christ.
要做别人生命的贵人啊。So
that we can be a guide to those around us.
别人得到耶稣基督就可以得到平安、喜乐跟福气啊。Those
who can obtain Lord Jesus Christ will also obtain peace, joy, and blessings.
你看这个小女孩哦，她很有热诚的爱心。We
see that this young girl, she had a very warm love.
她说巴不得啊，我这个主人到我的故乡撒玛利亚城去啊。She
emphasized, if only my master would see this prophet in Samaria.
你看这个心是火热的。We
can see that her heart is burning.
所以她一定不可以不把这个消息，一定要把这个消息介绍给她的主人。And
we can see that she burns to tell her master about this prophet.
因为看到主人实在是没有盼望啊。Because
it truly seems that her master does not have any hope.
今天我们看到我们的朋友，我们在学校里面，在公司里面，看到很多人实在是走向死亡黑暗的道路。And
today in our school and our careers, we see that many people are walking in darkness.
我记得在有一次灵布道会的时候，有一个四年级的小朋友叫 Derek。
I know that I remember in a spiritual convocation there was a fourth grader called Derek.
他祷告完之后呢，就一直的哭啊。And
after his prayer, he was constantly crying.
晚餐吃饭的时间呢，他因为哭得太难过，他吃不下饭。And
during dinner, because he was crying so much, he could not eat anything.
那后来呢，我们就请他的哥哥去问他到底他在哭什么。
And we later on asked his brother to ask Derek, why was he weeping?
他说他刚刚在祷告的时候看到异象。
And he said that in his prayer he saw a vision.
他看到硫磺火湖啊。 看到那个黑底那个硫磺火湖啊, Lake of Fire.
And he said that he saw the Lake of Fire in Hades.
一大群人都排队, 那魔鬼一个一个把那个硫磺火湖往里面扔啊。
And there was a line forming, and Satan threw each person in the lake of fire.
刚才刚看完异象，那个尖叫的声音，硫磺那种可怕的情形还在他的脑筋里面，还在他的眼前，所以他根本吃不下饭。
And that when after his prayer, he can still see the vision of, he can still see images of this lake of fire and hear the shrieks of pain.
所以他就是很难过。
And because of this, he was in agony.
所以今天我们看到我们学校里面的很多朋友们。 公司里面，他们好像就好像排在这一条很长的队伍一样。
And our friends in our school and our jobs, they are like these people who are waiting in line.
我们真的很希望他们能够离开队，我们知道有个地方是往上走的。
We have hope that they can leave this line and walk on a path that leads upward.
巴不得他们来亲近主耶稣基督，能够免去地狱永远的刑罚。
If only they would come to Lord Jesus Christ and they can escape from the condemnation that is awaiting them. And we also have to have this burning desire when we preach the gospel. I've heard someone who is in high school testify.
他说呢，他总是啊，他在台湾呢，总是利用下课十分钟的时间呢，从这个大楼跑到另外一个大楼，做什么呢？就是为了要跟他的朋友传福音呢。
And he said that after school, he would spend 10 minutes walking from one hall to another just to preach.
他在学生时代常常灵布道会的时候带领一排的人来到教会里面慕道。
And many times during spiritual convocation, he would bring a whole row of people for them to listen to the gospel.
所以我们要那种巴不得那种热忱的爱心呢。
We have to have this heart that says, if only we could bring these people to church.
那除了他有热忱的爱心之外呢，他有强烈的信心。
And only does he have a burning heart of love, he also has a strong faith.
他说我的主人到撒玛利亚必定会好啊。And
this young girl said that if only my master would go to Samaria, he would be sure to be cured.
这是对这个先知、对神人、对天上的神有一个不改变的、有一个很坚定的信心。
And we can see this young girl had an unchanging faith toward the holy man of God.
今天我们信耶稣的一个很重要秘诀就是，人要有信心就能够得到恩惠。
And today we believe that man has to have faith in order to receive grace.
所以我们对别人传福音的时候呢，我们如果有很强烈的信心，用这个信心来跟别人讲，别人有信心，他一定会得到恩惠。
And if we use this faith to convince others to have this faith, they will also receive grace.
因为信心可以生信心呢。
Because faith can grow to more faith.
很多人指着主耶稣基督。
Or faith can give birth to faith, and many people
很多人呢来跟随耶稣基督啊。
Many people will follow Lord Jesus Christ.
突然之间，耶稣基督觉得他有能力从他身上出去。
And Lord Jesus Christ felt that power has left him.
他就问说谁来摸我的身体啊？
And he asked, who touched me?
他的门徒说这么多人拥挤着你，哪里这个你怎么在问这种问题呢？
And the disciples told him, so many people are crowding you. Why would you ask this?
终于有一个妇人呢，战战兢兢地伏在耶稣基督面前。
And there was a woman who, terrified, came before Lord Jesus.
因为她已经有血漏，患了血漏12年了。
Because she was bleeding for 12 years.
她相信只要她的手一摸到耶稣基督的衣裳。
She believed that if she could only touch Lord Jesus' cloak,
不是衣裳，只是衣襟呢，就是一点点的地方而已啊。
Just a patch of Lord Jesus' cloak,
她的血肉就一定会得到医治。
And she believed she would be healed.
她实在是走投无路了。
Truly, she came to a dead end.
耶稣基督是她唯一的盼望。
Lord Jesus was her only hope.
所以在百般困难的情况之下，她真的又伸出信心的手啊。
And in difficulty, we see that she raised her hands of faith.
她终于就得到了医治啊。
And because of it, she was healed.
所以我们弟兄姐妹们，我们今天每一个人或是我们的朋友们来到神面前，都要带着强烈的信心来到神面前。
And now, brothers and sisters and friends, we come before the Lord. We also have to come with faith.
我们带给别人这样强烈的信心，别人也能够得到恩惠啊。
And we also have to give birth to faith for others so that they can also understand.
这个就是黑暗当中的曙光。
This is the light in the darkness.
我们要做别人黑暗当中的明星啊。
We have to be the star that is in the darkness in people's lives.
那当然要走这一条新生的生命哦。
But to walk this new life is not necessarily easy.
因为它有很多的障碍。
Because there can be many obstacles.
我们来看历代志下, 啊, 列王志记下第五章第十节。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 5.
列王记下第五章第十节到十二节。
2 Kings chapter 5 verse 10 to 12.
五章十节到十二节。
Chapter 5 verse 10. Elijah sent a messenger to say to him, Go, wash yourself seven times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored to you, and you will be cleansed. Verse 11. But Naaman went away angry and said, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call out on the name of the Lord his God. Wave his hand over the spot and cure me of my leprosy. Verse 12. Are not the Avana and the Pharpar rivers of Damascus better than any of the waters of Israel? Couldn't I wash in them and be cleansed? So he turned and went off in a rage.
也许我们继续读下去,13节。
Verse 13, Naaman's servants went to him and said, My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more than when he tells you, wash and be cleansed?
14.
Verse 14, So he went down, dipped himself in the Jordan seven times, as the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored, and he became clean like that of a young boy.
这个乃曼呢,借着明光的指引呢, 他就准备好了要到撒玛利亚找先知。
And through the direction of light, he went into Samaria to find this prophet.
他带了这个银子十他连得，金子六千舍客勒，跟十到衣裳，一些仆人，浩浩荡荡的就往撒玛利亚的路上走。
And he brought with him gold and silver and also clothing and servants towards Samaria.
想不到走了这么远的路呢，来到先知这里呢，先知竟然连开门都没有开门呢。
And when he came this great distance, the prophet would not even open his door.
只是跟他讲说，哦，你到那个约旦河哦，去沐浴七次，你就会好了。
And the prophet only told him, just go to the river Jordan, dip yourself seven times, and you will be cured.
乃曼那时候很生气啊。
And Naaman was enraged.
如果是你，你会不会生气啊？
If it was us, will we also be angry?
如果是我，大概也是很失望啊。
If it was me, I would probably I would probably lose hope.
Disappointed.
Was disappointed.
因为一个人的付出，付出这么多，他都会有期待。他都会有 expectation.
Because when a person gives up a lot, he will also expect a lot.
你看，我带这么多礼物要来给你呢。
And he brought with him so many gifts to give to the prophet.
这个很多十套衣裳，这个在古代，这个是很多的金银，这么多的金银啊！我又走了这么远的路，你也至少打开个门见个面嘛，说个 hello 一下好不好？
We can see that Naaman brought 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of clothing, but the prophet would not even open the door.
那为什么这个先知这么不近人情呢？
And why is it was that this prophet was not
so indifferent?
So indifferent.
其实那个大麻风啊，犯大麻风，按照律法是应该隔离的。
And it was because, according to the law, those who had leprosy had to be separated.
他应该咽着嘴唇呢，红人就喊说：“大麻风哦，大麻风哦，不要接近我啊！”
He had to cover his mouth and proclaim that he has leprosy and so that people can avoid him.
因为他们是外邦人呐，不懂得这个神的律法的规矩啊。
But because Naaman was from Aram and did not understand the laws of God.
那不可以因为他们不懂得神的规矩，那我们就将就，那我们就不守神的规矩，也不可以这样做啊。
And because they did not understand does not mean we can also compromise the laws of God.
尤其这个乃曼哦。 他是一个有地位的人呐。
And we all also can see that Naaman have great status and power.
有一次看报纸，看到一个世界上很有名望的人去台湾访问。
And there was in the newspaper, I saw that there was a very famous person that went to go visit.
那台湾政府呢，给他住这个总统套房。
Yeah, visit Taiwan, and the Taiwan government gave him a very nice place to live.
然后呢，从这个礼车下来，还给他铺一个红毯，到这个到他。 专有的电梯啊,
and he gave there was a red carpet, and the government laid out the red carpet for him and to the place.
又给他准备一个专门的厨师为他来煮饭。
And also they prepared a famous chef for him to for his meals.
可是呢，这个乃曼到了，乃曼是个大国的元帅，到了以色列国找一个先知，竟然人家不理他。
But Naaman, he was also a great general, but when he came to this prophet, the prophet ignored, seemed to ignore him.
啊, 所以他很失望, 他想要走了。
And he was very disappointed and wanted to leave.
啊, 所以我们知道说要得到这个新的生命, 得到医治啊, 到这么简单的, 到约旦和牧羊骑士啊, 其实也没有那么, 这条路呢, 总是有阻挡的。
And we can see that to dip yourself in a seven seems very easy, but yet still it has difficulties and obstacles.
就好像很多朋友来到我们教会呢, 他们付出很多, 但是他们有时候他们的付出呢, 有时候他们有一些期待, 他们的期待得达不到他们的期待啊。
And we can see that our friends, when they come to church, they do sacrifice a lot, but sometimes they do not receive what they expect.
有的朋友来到教会, 他们期待这个, 教会里面的祷告跟以前一样, 就是很安静的, 为什么你们祷告这么丑呢?
And there are some friends who come to our church and they're used to a prayer where everyone's quiet and at peace, and they complain that why is our prayer so loud and noisy?
有一个, 老伯母呢, 她到教会里面来, 第一个就找说, 你们的神在哪里啊?
And there was an elderly woman who came to our church and said, where is your God?
让她期待哦, 教会跟那个天主教一样, 有很多的像, 可以那边拜一拜啊。
And she, because she wanted to be like the Catholic Church, where there are many statues or pictures where she can worship before.
那个乃曼来的时候呢, 她实在是最希望的就是, 至少你也来说hello, 然后把你的手呢, 在我头上摇一摇, 摇一摇, 我就会好了嘛。
And what Naaman expected was that for a prophet to come out and to greet him and also to wave his hand so that he can be cured. But God's way is completely different from what he wanted. And because of it, he was enraged.
他心中这样想啊,
and he thought to himself,
我国教两条河, 这两条河岂不比你们约旦河更好吗?
And he thought to himself that in my country there are two rivers that aren't they just as great or even better than the River Jordan?
他的自尊哦, 受到影响啊,
and his
dignity,
his dignity was affected.
今天我们有时候来到神面前, 其实有一个比较大的障碍, 就是我们觉得自己已经不错了。
And one of the things that harm us, that cause us to not believe, is we believe that we are pretty good.
你为什么这样待我呢?
We see ourselves as pretty good.
What do you treat me like?
And why do you treat me like this?
我们也许有一点点自尊在我们里面啊。
And perhaps we also have some dignity within us.
这个魔鬼哦, 他是骄傲的源头啊。
And we can see that the devil is a source of pride.
这个时候可能魔鬼也给乃曼啊, 一种骄傲自大的心啊, 你怎么可以这样待我呢?
And perhaps Satan here gave Naaman a proud and boastful heart.
所以今天我们来到神面前, 我们要了解到说是一种灵界的征战。
And when we come before the Lord, we have to understand that this is a spiritual battle.
所以圣经上跟我们讲说呢, 我们不是以血肉的人征战呢, 我们是以天空属灵气的恶魔在征战。
And the Bible tells us that we do not fight against things of the world, but rather we fight against things of the spirit.
当以色列百姓要出埃及过红海走旷野路, 这一条路的时候呢, 法老他是很不甘愿, 让以色列百姓出埃及过红海的。
And when the Israelites wanted to escape out of Egypt, Pharaoh did not want to let them go.
这个红海就是代表那个恶魔, 对不起, 法老就是代表那个恶魔,
and the Pharaoh represents evil.
那个埃及地就是代表一个, 罪恶的世界,
and Egypt represents a sinful world.
过红海就好代表, 意表着我们受洗, 接受耶稣基督红色的宝血的洗礼一样。
To cross the Red Sea represents our baptism, so to be washed with the blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们要走这条路的时候, 你会知道, 这个追兵呢,一直在追着我们啊,
but while we are crossing or on the journey to cross the Red Sea, we see that the enemy is chasing behind us, not letting us cross.
总是会有阻挡的,
so we see that on this road of salvation, there will be difficulties and obstacles.
我不想要跟诸位分享的, 在小弟宣道过程当中, 看这样的故事, 看得很多, 而且很明显。
And when I was small, I've seen many of these stories.
有一个姐妹叫, 她住在 Sacramento.
There's a sister who is living in Sacramento.
她先生是一个校长, 小学的校长。
And her husband is a principal in the school, an elementary school.
知识分子啊, 所以很不愿意她的太太哦, 来信耶稣基督啊。
And the husband did not want her husband, or the husband did not want her, his wife to believe in Lord to, and be baptized.
因为他相信孔子、老子这些东西，他相信科学这些东西啊。
Because he has great faith in the Confucius, the teachings of Confucius and Lao Tzu and also science.
所以呢，他一直阻挡他先生来慕道。
And he would constantly block her from coming to church.
我们到他家去访问这位老人家的时候呢，这位他的太太的时候呢。总是要把她带出来祷告，不能在她家里面祷告。
And when we went to go visit her, she would have to pray outside her home, and she could not pray inside.
她可是她坚决呢，觉得这条路是对的，要受洗，接受耶稣基督啊。
But she was steadfast and believed that this road is right, and she continued to pursue after Lord Jesus.
所以她已经计划好下个礼拜呢，要到教会里面来受洗啊。
And she already was determined that next week, the following week, she would come to church and be baptized.
但是就在这个礼拜呢，她的先生就中风了。
But during this week, her husband had a stroke.
这个就是这个这些都是阻挡。
And these are all obstacles.
我们看到这个姐妹很勇敢。
But we can see that this sister had great.
那个时候还不是姐妹了。
Or this woman had great. At this time was not a sister. Had great courage.
她把那个照顾先生的 schedule 哦，这个安排的事情安排的很妥当，安排的好好的，依然的呢啊，坐了两个小时的车子呢，到教会里面来慕道。
And she very carefully scheduled the caretaker for her husband so that she can have time to drive 2 hours to church.
他说我们过去到真的凡事呢都有一些阻挡，我们要知道啊，有一些征战。
And we can see that in all things there may be obstacles, but we have to be steadfast.
那这个乃曼另外一个阻挡就是他觉得怎么可能这么简单，他的病就会好啊。
And another obstacle for Naaman was that he could not believe that for him to be healed, it could be so easy.
那仆人提醒他说，其实呢，啊，如果先知叫你做一件很难的事情，你难道不会去做吗？
And the servant reminded him that if the prophet told you to do something difficult, would you not have done it?
更何况叫你做一个只是到河里面浸一下，啊，就会好，这个这么简单的事情呢？
But still, the prophet just told you to dip yourself in the river 7 times. This is a lot easier.
很多人对医病啊，或者得到救恩啊。很多的宗教呢，常常指导我们呢，很多很困难的方法。
And many, many religions, have difficult processes to be healed.
比如说有些宗教呢，叫你要三跪九拜啊，要到山上去朝圣，要跪到叩到你的膝盖都流血的，你这样子呢，一定要修行啊，一定要做很多的苦修啊，你才有办法得到的，可以存活。
And there are some religions that call people to the highest peak so that they can seek solitude and to kneel there until their knees are cracked and bleeding, and only then can they receive eternal life.
那怎么你们教会这么简单？说你到河里面去浸一浸，那你的罪就可以得赦，就马上可以成圣，马上可以称义，马上有天国的盼望，这个怎么可能呢？
And they cannot believe that our church that all we ask for is to be baptized in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and all our sins can be washed away, and we can receive, and then we can be justified as righteous and receive eternal life.
其实这一条艰难的路呢，耶稣基督已经替我们走了。
Because this difficult path, Lord Jesus has already walked for us.
所以当我们把我们自己原来那个旧思想、旧包袱放下的时候呢，我们就很简单，听神的指导，听圣经的指导，听先知的话，很简单的呢，我们的问题就会得到解决。
And when we can put aside our all these concepts that causes difficulties and accept what the gospel tells us, then all our problems can be solved.
耶稣基督呢，他的宝血会洗净人的罪。
And that Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of Lord Jesus Christ can wash away our sins.
在这个 case 呢，在这个例子呢，他的大麻风就能够得到洁净。
And in this case, we can see that Naaman's leprosy can be cleansed.
我们继续来读啊，这个除了大啊，这个在心生有障碍之外呢，我们发觉到乃曼在得到医治之后呢，他新的生命有一种新的生活的展现。
And we can see that after Naaman has been cleansed, there, he has received a new life and he has a new living.
我们来看，我们再读十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
请再读十四节，再读一次。
Verse 14. So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy.
这个麻风哦，在属灵上就是代表着罪。
This leprosy represents sin spiritually.
得了麻风要跟人隔绝，就好像犯了罪啊，跟 跟人跟神呢、啊、都隔绝了，跟人没有办法和平相处啊，跟神也没有办法和平和好，没有办法沟通啊。
And to have leprosy meant that you have to separate yourselves from men, just like when we have sin, we separate ourselves from men and God, and we do not have peace with men or God.、
啊、这个麻风得到洁净，就好像他的罪得到赦免一样。
For someone's leprosy to be cleansed is like for someone's sins to be cleansed.、
啊、在我们真耶稣教里面，常常在受洗的时候呢。真的很多神奇的事情也是发生的。
And when we are baptizing in the true Jesus Church, truly we see many miracles happen.
啊，罪得到赦免，很多人从水起来感到非常的轻松啊。
And many people after their sins have been forgiven and washed away, they feel relieved after their baptism.
就好像乃曼的这个麻风除去，他的皮肤好像孩子的皮肤一样。
Just like when Naaman was cleansed, his skin became that of a young boy.
那我们再看他的表现是什么？我们来读十五节。
Let's look at his reaction. Let's look at verse 15.
十五节。
Verse 15. Then Naaman and all his attendants went back to the man of God. He stood before him and said, "Now I know there is no God in all of the world except in Israel. Please accept now a gift from your servant."
这个时候呢，他就站在神人面前了，因为他没有麻风了，所以神人不是很傲慢的啦。这个时候已经没有麻风了，可以跟他见面的。
And now Naaman is standing before the man of God because no longer does he have leprosy. No longer does he need to be separated.
然后他的一个新生命的展现呢，就是他一个新的观念的形成啊。
And now he has a new understanding and because of his new life.
他知道全天下除了以色列人所拜的神以外的，没有其他的真神了。
He said that now I know there is no God in all of the world except in Israel.
今天我们来到我们的教会受洗，或是来这个教会得恩典之外呢，我们受洗之后，或是我们弟兄姐妹现在要有一个新的观念了。
And today, now that we have come to the true church and that we have received baptism, we also have to have this new understanding.
这里就是永生神的家。
That this is the home of the living God.
这里就是末世的方舟。
This is the ark of the end times.
让我们能够进天国唯一得救的教会。
This is the only church that will lead people into salvation.
我们受洗成为新人，旧事都已经过去了。
And that when we baptize in the church, with our old things are left behind.
一切都变成新的了。
And all things are now anew.
所以我们要认定啊，从此以后只拜天上这一位真神呢。
And we have to understand that from now on we will only worship.The true God in heaven.
在其他的、啊、地方，以前以后，除了神以外，没有其他的神了、啊。
And that besides the true God, there is no other God.
这是一个观念上的一个改变。
This is a change in understanding and concept.
啊，我记得啊，有一个传道啊，最近到这个北加州来。
I remember there is a preacher who came to Northern California.
有一个姐妹遇到这个传道，很高兴。
There is a sister who saw this preacher, and she was very happy.
她就跟这个传道讲说，我七岁的时候你帮我受洗的。
And she told him that when I was seven, you baptized me.
我还记得你到我们家跟我们讲一个我一辈子没有办法忘记的一个道理啊。
And she also said that I remember you coming to my house, and you said some words that I will never forget.
她说你受洗之后，以后你就是新的人哦。
And she remembered him saying that when you are baptized, you become a new person.
你的观念。是以圣经做基础的观念。
And that now your understanding and what and your concepts are from the Bible.
你的追求，人生的追求是以圣经做基础的追求。
And now that what you pursue after your is you use the Bible as a foundation.
您过的生活就是一种爱神爱人的生活。
And the new life that you live is a life that loves God and loves man.
那个平安喜乐以后会跟着你。如果照着这样做，平安喜乐。一定会跟着你啊。
If you do all these things, then peace and happiness, peace and joy will follow you.
这就是乃曼他一个观念的改变啊。
This is the same understanding that Naaman had.
也是那个七岁小朋友在观念上的改变啊。
This is the same teachings that the seven-year-old, the seven-year-old also had.
信主之后呢，不但有新的观念呢，也有一个新的生活。
That after she was baptized, she not only had a new understanding, but she also had a new life.
啊，请来读这个五章的十七节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 17.
五章的十七节。
Chapter 5, verse 17. If you will not, said Naaman, please let me, your servant, be given as much earth as a pair of mules can carry, for your servant will never again make burnt offerings and sacrifices to any other god but the Lord.
啊， 他说呢，他以后的生活当中啊，要把带这些土回去呢，然后在那个地方啊啊啊，就是要献燔祭啊，献平安祭给神啊。
And here he says that he wants to bring the earth at this place back home so that he can make burnt offerings and sacrifices.
所以从那个时候开始呢，生活有一个改变，他的生活有一个改变，就是一种拜神的生活在他的生命当中啊。
So we can see that there's a change in this man's life and as a life that he changed to worship God only.
就是要献燔祭跟平安祭。
And here it says to make burnt offerings and sacrifices.
献祭到现在我们是怎么解释？就是我们的一种啊，比如烧香啊，献祭要烧香啊，烧香就是我们的祷告生活啊。
And back then to offer sacrifices, you had to burn incense. And burning incense in today's terms means to pray.
啊，献祭就是啊，把我们好的东西呢奉献给神呢、啊。
And to offer sacrifices means to give our best to God.
啊，所以从今以后呢，我们的生活当中呢，常常有祷告的生活，常常有奉献的生活。啊、把我们的心思意念，把我们的生命交托在神的手中啊。
So that in this new life, what it brings, what we bring to it is a life of prayer and a life of offering. And
有的人在走这个天国路的时候呢，就好像以色列百姓呢，常常回出了埃及，但是心里还常常想念埃及。
And many people after leaving Egypt, they often would still they're still fond of Egypt.
他们一直没有办法离开那个旧生活的形态。
And they cannot leave the habits of their old life.
所以很多人倒在旷野里面呢。
That's why many people fell in the wilderness.
那我们今天接受耶稣基督，我们就有不同的展现。
And today when we have accepted Lord Jesus Christ, we have a different goal.
你看那个撒该哈，他相信耶稣基督啊 ，Zacchaeus.
And we can see Zacchaeus when he believed in when he'sBelieved in Lord Jesus Christ.
他说他要把他的一半呢来帮助穷人。
He said that he will give half of what he has to help the poor.
他如果骗别人，以前骗别人啊多少呢？现在要还别人四倍。
And those whom he have cheated, he will return fourfold.
这个是完全一种生活的改变了。那因为他觉得最大的满足是爱呀、啊。所以呢，这个是爱别人了，所以他能够把他的财产一半给别人了。
And because he understood that the greatest thing is love, so that's how he is able to give half of what he has.
人生最大的释放就是没有负债，所以欠人家的一定要把它还掉。最大的这个轻松啊，就是没有负债。
And one of the greatest and one way for us to be relieved is so that we do not owe others.And that's why he wanted to repay the debt.
所以你看到他的生命以耶稣基督做满足，他有很多一个完完全全的生命的改变，一个生活的改变。
And we can see that when he believed in Lord Jesus Christ, he had a complete change in his life.
以神的要我们所过的生活来过生活啊。
And that he wanted to live a life that God wanted him to live.
那是一种满足的生活。
And this is a life of contentment.
那是一种想要追求拜神的生活。
A life of satisfaction and a life that wants to pursue after God.
我遇到一位弟兄啊。
I have met a brother.
跟他很熟啊。
And I know this brother quite well.
问他说，生活过得怎么样
？And I asked him, "How's your life going?"
他跟我讲一件很有趣的事情啊。
And he said something to me very interesting.
他说，最近老板要升我做经理啊。
And he said recently my supervisor wanted to promote me to be a manager.
我说你怎么你那你怎么说啊
？And I asked him, what did you say?
他说你不要升我做经理了，你加我钱就可以了。
And he said, do not make me a manager, but just give me the money.
哎，做经理那个责任太重，常常早晚都要加班。
And he said that if I was to become a manager, there is a lot of responsibility, and I would spend longer in church or longer at work.
如果要早晚加班哦，我教会的事工我就照顾不到。
And if I were to become a manager, perhaps I'll have less time to do the work of church.
对这个弟兄，我是觉得他真的是有一种生活的改变，除了生命的改变，生命改展现到生活选择的改变。
And I can see that this brother, he truly had a change in his life where.It also affected his decisions.
那我们在观察他的家庭啊。
And we're also visiting his family.
虽然他也许啊，老板没有加他更多的钱。
And even though the supervisor did not give this brother more money.
但是你会知道他的全家是过着一种拜神的生活，孩子在主里面长大，很孝顺。
But we can see that this brother, his life at home was a life that also worshiped God and how he brought his child to worship God.
他的生命可以过着一种清心寡欲啊, 就是很满足, 主耶稣给我们的, 我们就很满足, 哦, 这样的一种生活。
And he lived a life where he was very satisfied with what God has given him.
所以到如今我们看到他们家和和乐乐的。
So when we visited his home, we saw that his house was filled with joy.
有时候生活中有困难, 他说他, 在recession的时候,大裁员的时候,也被裁掉了,两个礼拜之后,一两个礼拜之后,神又马上帮他找到一个工作。
And we can see that even though in times of, in the time of the recession, when he was laid off, 2 weeks after that, he found another job.
所以我们会觉得真的爱神的人,神不会让人家生活感到缺乏。
So we see that those who truly love the Lord, they are not, they feel that they are not lacking in anything.
因为, 啊, 神是我们的牧者。
Because it is the Lord who is our shepherd.
啊, 他要领我们到可安歇的水边。
He'll lead us beside still waters.
要领我们到青草地上面。
He'll lead us to green pastures.
所以我们生命没有忧虑。
So that in our lives there are no worries.
因为我们知道我们是属神的。
Because we know we belong to God.
所以我们活得很自在。
And we live a free life.
我们虽然物质没有很丰盛, 不一定很丰盛,
and it does not mean that we have many possessions in our life.
但是我们活得很自在,
but still, we live a very free life.
啊, 我们在今生有平光, 在来世有平安, 在来世有永生,
we know that we have hope in our life, and we have we know that
salvation.
We have salvation
in the future.
In the future.
啊, 这样的路实在是很好, 很好。
And this road is truly wonderful.
所以诸位朋友们啊, 弟兄姐妹们, 我们今天分享的就是, 盼望每个人都能够突破困境, 迎接这个新的生命。
And today, from what we shared, I hope that everyone can come out of the despair and into a new life.
啊, 真的, 无论有什么困难呢, 主耶稣会给我们一个方向的。
And no matter what difficulties, God will give us a direction.
黑暗当中总是会有曙光的。
And that even when we are in darkness, there will be a light for us to for us to follow.
但是很多这种亲近主, 啊, 有很多的障碍。
But even though, but still on this path, we may come across many obstacles and difficulties.
我们知道魔鬼不希望我们呢, 能够, 啊, 平顺地亲近神。
Because the devil does not want us to draw closer to God.
但是主耶稣有办法。
But Lord Jesus Christ has a way.
我们很单纯地相信。
We have to believe with a very simple heart.
我们会有新的生命, 会有新的生活。
Then we will have a new life and a new living.
啊, 愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
468首。
Hymn 468.
我所。